We learned the first Mishnah in the sixth Perek, where the Mishnah lists all various brachas. It speaks about Bar Pri. He writes in Bar Pri Hadoma, Hamoitzi, Lechem in Haoretz, and Bar Pri Hagofen. Shahakal Nevi Dvar appears in the end of the Perek. The person shows some Mayim Letzomer. The Mishnah says to say Shahakal Nevi Dvar. And Bar Mini Mezainas doesn't appear in the Mishnah, but it's referred to in the Tosefta. On Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara in the middle of the Daf, starting from the middle of the Amud, quotes a long section from the Tosefta where it talks about Bari Mim Mizanis. Why it doesn't appear in the Mishnah, I don't know, but at least it's in the Tosefta. So now the Gemara is going to discuss some details of the Bari Mim Mizanis. What if you have a mixture of different foods together? You're eating different foods together. So one is a Nika, one is a Tofa. So there's a Mishnah in the end of the Perek that if you're eating together an Ika, even if it's not together, even if it's Bezach HaZeh, if you first eat the Iker and then you eat the Tofel, so the Mishnah says, Amem Dala Naman Alf, Havil the fun of Maliach Tchilo, Upas Imo, they bring a salty herring, Maliach Bitchilo, Kol Dava Maluch, anything that's very salty, Upas Imo, and he's eating bread after the Dava Maliach. Mevorach al Maliach apoytos apas. He doesn't say hamaitzi. He doesn't have to wash. He doesn't have to say birchas hamazon. He doesn't say any brachas on the bread. Shapas tfeil alo. The whole purpose of eating the pas is because the Maliach is so sharp. So that's the klal. Zeh klal kol shuik v'yimat tfeil. Mevorach alika apoytos atfeil. Whenever you're eating two things, then you only say the brach on the ikir. You don't say brach on the tafel. It will be the reverse. At first you eat the tafel, then you eat the ikar. And then it says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to say a brach on the tafel. There is one opinion in Shulchan Aruch that if you're first eating the tafel, then you're eating the ikar, because if you would have had first the ikar, then the tafel, you wouldn't have said a brach at all. But if you're eating the tafel first before the ikar, of course you have to say a brach. So there's one opinion, the Ramok quotes one opinion that since it's a tofel that it really should have been covered with the bracha and the ikar, the only thing is that you're eating it first, but it doesn't really deserve to have any bracha of its own. So whatever the bracha should have been, it's knocked down to shahakal. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass like that. Rov HaRishonim don't agree. We'll have to see the Gemara, where the Ramok got it from. We'll have to see the Gemara. So we assume that that's not the pshat anymore. There is no such thing. Whenever you're eating an ikar and a tofel, if you're eating the tofel first, then you say the bracha haruyala. You don't say that the bracha is knocked down to shah. You have to say the bracha haruyala. But that's the klal kosho ikav ima tvel and bracha lika pertes atvel. There is an interesting machlaika satanaim in the last Mishnah in Pesachim. Does the din, here the Mishnah is talking about bichas anenin. If you're eating ikar and a tofel regarding bichas anenin, you only say a bracha on the ikar and you don't say a bracha on the tofel. What if you have two mitzvahs? Very obscure case. You have two mitzvahs, and one mitzvah is a tofel to the other mitzvah. What's tofel to what? Tzitzis and tefillin. What's tofel shal yad and shal rosh? Which mitzvah is tofel to which mitzvah? So the Mishnah has there is at least one tanis of the opinion that the chagiga sarba osar and shalosh regalim a pesach shvuah sukkos you have to have. The Tosefta says in Perek Aleph chagiga shalosh mitzvahs and stavi yisrael bali osam laregel. You have to bring three karbonos. You have to bring oilas ria, and shalmi chagiga, and shalmi simcha. Gimel mitzvahs and stuff. So that's the chagiga that you bring on Pesach. What about the chagiga sarba osar? The korban chagiga that you bring on erev Pesach? So that's not explicit in Chumash. The chagiga on Pesach is also not so explicit in Chumash. It says, b'chagos mosar chag l'ashem. So our tradition has it that that's what it means, that you bring a korban. How do you know that that's what it means? Maybe it just means you should celebrate a holiday. Chagos Masal Chag Hashem. So the Gemara says, no, we know that it's not so. We know that that's what the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Chagiga. So it says it's Mikra Muad V'Halachas Merubais. I think that's how the Lashon of the Mishnah goes. That it's really not, even the Chagiga that you bring on Shalosh Regalim is not so explicit. It doesn't really say black and white. That's the Gemara says, maybe Chagos Mos or Chag Hashem just means you should celebrate a holiday. Gemara says, no, the tradition has it that it means you should bring a Shalmi Chagig. Okay. So the Shalmi Chagig that you bring on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, you have to shecht it bisman yontav. You can't shecht it you can't shecht it on Erev Yontif and eat it on Yontif and be yetzer for that. You're only yetzer the chagig if you shecht it on Yontif around the days of Tashlum and on Yontif. So the chagig is avosar, the cloud is not pasuk. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. They always had the practice to shecht the chagig is avosar. So the Gemara has the machlokes hatanaim, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. We pass when the chagig is avosar is only with the Rabbanon. It has no pasuk at all. We paskin that it's only mid the Rabbanon in order that the Pesel should be Nechal al Asova. And why do you need the Pesel should be Nechal al Asova? So first you eat the Chagigas on Leil Pesach, first you eat the Chagigas Abasa, then you eat the Korban Pesach at the Yed. And you don't eat anything after the Korban Pesach. It's Nechal al Asova. Why should it be Nechal al Asova? The Tosis quotes from the Yerushalmi, Tosis himself quotes from Yerushalmi, because we're concerned there's a special din by Korban Pesach that doesn't appear by any other karbanas. It's an Isur of Shvira, says that's not a Sishburba. Only a din by Korban Pesach. Doesn't apply to any other karbanas. So if a person, let's say a poor man, all year long you can't afford meat. Some people can't afford chicken either. They barely eat anything. So it's going to come Leil Pesach. He hasn't seen meat since last year Pesach. Pesach he has no choice. He has to rob a bank and get some money and buy a shitzvus and a Korban Pesach. He has to do something. Has to schnorr money, whatever. Has to schnorr. Ask someone to be memane him on their Korban Pesach. So the poor man hasn't eaten flesh since last Pesach. So he may be so eager to eat the flesh, he may break a bone. He may chew into the bones in order to be so excited. We eat meat all year long, so we're not so excited. We eat every week. Everybody eats meat. We're wealthy. But poor people, there's a concern that they may violate Shvira Setem. So they made a din de rabbanon. You should first eat chagigas agvasar and only serve the Korban Pesach at the end. And then he's not going to get carried away with himself. He just had flesh. He just had the chagigas agvasar, so he won't be so eager to eat his kazayis. We don't have to be concerned that he's going to break into the Korban Pesach. And one Tana holds no, that chagigas agvasar is a din de raisa, and he fished out a pasuk. He has a pasuk in Chumash. How's the pasuk to the zon? What's the pasuk? I forgot it. What's the pasuk? Chagiga sabra osar. Son of Bokar. Shachta osar. Son of Bokar. I forgot already what the pasuk is. Zabach de Pesach l'ashem l'kechet son of Bokar. The Tana is Ben Dursoi. Ben Dursoi was a person who lived in the days of the second Beis Hamikdash, and his opinion was that the Chagigas Abrasa is a din deraisa, and it's Decha Shabbos also, just like for Pesach is Decha Shabbos, and for Pesach Chavi is B'Shabbos. The B'Shchita is a Pesach is Decha Shabbos, and he holds Ben Dursoi is of the opinion that the Chagigas Abrasa is also Decha Shabbos. We pass from the whole Chagigas Abrasa is only the Rabbis, and it's only B'Zman. You only bring a Chagigas Abasar if you have a lot of people Mamun on a Korban Pesach, everybody's only going to get a Kazayas. But if you have two people eating a Korban Pesach all by themselves, so what is he going to bring a Chagigas Abasar in addition? How's he going to eat up all of that flesh? And then you don't bring a Chagigas Abasar. Yeah, so we pass the whole thing only with the Rabban. But this time it gets it out of the puzzle. It's Zavach the Pesach L'Hashem L'Kechot Sonu Bokar. It's in Dvarim chapter Tezayin, Parshas Re'eh. It's only tzon. Tzon is behema dakum. Bokar is behema gasa. It's a different animal. So Korban Pesach is not bo minat tzon. So Achman says bokar. Ela chagiga. The bokar zu chagiga. And the Chachamim disagree that tzon and bokar goes on. Moshe Pesach, Korban Shlomim tells you a whole different thing. That's on dafayin on the base. So the Mishnah at the end of Pesachim quotes Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is working on the assumption that the Chagiga Sabra Osar is a tuffel to the Korban Pesach. The way we paskin the Chagiga Sabra Osar is only brought with the Rabbanon. I mean, the Korban exists ben Atarah. Chagiga Sabra Osar is a regular Korban Shlom, like any other Korban Shlom. So it exists ben Atarah, but the obligation to bring it is only with the Rabbanon. So the whole purpose of bringing the Chagiga Sabra Osar is, in order that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal al Asova Mishum Shvira Setzen, that's the Tosis quotes on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph in the name of the Yerushalmi. Pesach Nechal al Asova is Midi Rabbanon Gzeir Mishum Shvira Setzim. Shelo Hoy Sebo al Asova Mpel Shehu Roiv Lechol Abosar So we understand why Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah is of the opinion that you have two mitzvahs, an Iker and a Tofel. The Iker mitzvah is the eating of the Korban Pesach, and the eating of the Chagigas HaBasar was only instituted mid the Rabbanon to protect us, that we shouldn't violate the Yisrael Shvira Setzen. It's really an Iker and a Tofel. It's Mamish Tofel. The eating of the Chagigas HaBasar is a Tofel to the eating of the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that when you have, that's what Tosfos quotes also from Yerushalmi. Kuf Chafala from Manaz, the Babli is not so clear. But Yerushalmi says it more clearly. Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that Iker and Tofel, the Klal from the Mishnah, Mendalat and Manaz from Brachas, carries over to Birchas HaMitzvahs as well. If you have two mitzvahs, and one mitzvah is Tofel to the other, so Birch HaLika Pateres HaTvelo. You don't have to say Brach on the Tofel, just say Brach on the Iker. You only say bracha al achilos ha-pesach, and you don't say the bracha al achilos ha-zel. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, lo zu pateru shel zu, lo zu pateru shel zu. The bracha on the chagiga doesn't pater the korban pesach, and the bracha on the korban pesach does not pater the korban chagiga, the eating of the korban chagiga. That's the question within Rabbi Akiva. Is it because Rabbi Akiva holds that the concept of Iker and Tofel simply doesn't apply to mitzvahs, the birchas ha-mitzvahs? The concept of Iker and Tofel was only formulated in the Mishnah in the end of Ketz and Mevorchim with respect to Birchas HaNenen, not with respect to Birchas HaMitzvahs. Well, no, in principle, in theory, he would also agree. When you have an Iker and a Tofel, you only say Bracha, you have two mitzvahs. One is an Iker, one is a Tofel. You only say Bracha on the Iker, you don't say Bracha on the Tofel. But he holds over here, the Chagig Zabrasa is not a Tofel. To the Korban Pesach, they're both equally, maybe they're not equally Iker. It's not a Tofel. It's not a Tofel. So that's for the Babli, it sounds the second way. The Babli never says a word about Iker and Tofel, but Tosfos blends it into the Babli. Tosfos quotes it from the Yerushalmi and blends it into the Babli, that everything fits into one picture. So the Babli doesn't say that according to Rabbi Akiva the klal of Iker and Tofel doesn't apply. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that you can't declare one is Iker, one is Tofel. And even though we pass like Rabbi Akiva that lo zu pateru shel zu, lo zu pateru shel zu, you have to say a separate bracha on achilas ha-pesach and a separate bracha on achilas chagigas ha-basar. It could well be that Rabbi Akiva would agree that there may be some other cases where he would agree with Rabbi Shmuel that when you have two mitzvahs, one is a nikah, one is a tofel, you only say a bracha on the nikah, you don't say a bracha on the tofel. That's how a group of Rishonim say. Why don't we say a bracha on charoses? On Pesach night there is a machlokes satanoim, where the charoses is a mitzvah mid the rabbanon, or it's only for health reasons. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah paskens that the charoses is a mitzvah, and nonetheless the Rambam says that there's no bracha recited. In the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam writes, if the din would have been like that Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, who thinks that charoses is a mitzvah mid the rabbanon, then you would have said a bracha. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos HaMsochim that from the fact that we know Hagodah has such a bracha, Asher Kedushan Zosonov, in connection with Charoises, so that's a Hechocha that we haven't accepted that opinion. We passing a Charoises is not a mitzvah. That's the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. But the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, like a Mishnah points out, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah backed out. And he writes that Charoises is a mitzvah. Like Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, that's the Mishnah Kuf Yudalad Aman Aleph HaMsochim. Rav Elazar ben Tzadok says charoses is a mitzvah. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah passages like Rav Elazar ben Tzadok charoses a mitzvah, and nonetheless he writes you don't say a bracha. So the question is, how come you don't say a bracha? So the Rishonim say, the Tur and other Rishonim say that it's an Iker and a Tofel. The Iker mitzvah really is the Moror, and you're dipping the Moror into the charoses. A charoses is only a Tofel. So whatever you do, an Iker and a Tofel, say a bracha on the Iker. You don't say a bracha on the top. In other words, we do it. We do accept Rabbi Shmuel's position. Rabbi Shmuel says there, the end of Psachim, that the rule of Iker and Tofel even applies to Birchas HaMitzvahs. And the reason why Rabbi Akiva disagrees, perhaps, is because he holds Chagigas HaBasar is not a correct example of Iker and Tofel. Maybe he holds that the Chagigas HaBasar is not a Tofel, but if you would have two other mitzvahs, one would be an Iker, one would be a Tofel, in principle, Rabbi Akiva would agree with Rabbi Shmuel. Anyway, that's there is such a Mishnah, Iker and Tofel, Birch HaLika, Pater Satvelo. You don't say Bracha on the Tofel. If you say the Bracha on the Iker first, how do you determine what's the Iker and what's the Tofel? So in the Mishnah it says, that the bread is the tofel. He's eating a maliach, and the maliach is so sharp that he has to eat some bread afterwards. So the bread can be a tofel. If it's mamish a tofel, even bread can become a tofel. It's not halacha that bread is a yotzei min haklal. Bread can be the same tofel as anything else. So that's when you're talking about, you see there, the ikir and the tofel, doesn't matter which one is bigger. Let's say the maliach, the salty herring, is a tiny little piece. But it's so salty that he has to eat 5 slices of bread in order to take the salty flavor out of his mouth. But the 5 slices of bread are larger in volume than the little piece of herring that he ate. So the Gemara doesn't say that it makes a difference, which is bigger in volume. If you can really determine which is ikar, which is tafel, so you only say bracha ikar and that's all. Let's say you have southern fried chicken. There are different kinds of chicken in the cafeteria. So the guy picks southern fried chicken. So southern fried chicken has breadcrumbs on the outside. So the breadcrumbs should either be hamoitzi or mizainus. We'll have to learn the Gemara what bracha. So let's say should have been mizainus. But if you're eating southern fried chicken, so basically not eating. So the guy doesn't eat bread all week long, just eats bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He wouldn't eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov either. He eats just the kazayis, that's all. So he's basically not interested in eating bread. The breadcrumbs give a flavoring to the chicken. He wants to eat chicken. And the breadcrumbs give a flavoring. So l'chor, that's mamish. I don't know, there's a machlokes about this. I don't understand why there's a machlokes. I thought the pashtus is that it certainly that's mamish and ikim and a tafa. It's like the maliach with the pasim, on the varach ala maliach and poitas apas. When you have a real ikir and tofel, so even bread can become a tofel. Here, the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek has a, what we're up to on Lamed, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shmuel. 4 lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. Rabbi Shmuel came up with a new klal. What happens if you have together, let's say I have pineapples of Bar Pri Hodoma and oranges and pears and apples of Bar Pri Hodoma. So you have to get the chopped up pineapples with the other fruits. And you can discern which is which. You can pick out this. So you have to say 2 different brochas. You have to say Bar Pri Hodoma on the fruits and Bar Pri Hodoma on the pineapples. Or if you have a vegetable salad and you have nuts, 8 nuts thrown in. So the nuts are ho'eitz, the almonds are ho'eitz, and the vegetables are adam, and you didn't wash, you didn't say amoitzi. So you have to say 2 different brochas. Let's say someone is eating breakfast, so he's having Wheaties with raisins. So you have to say 2 different brochas. So the Gemara quotes the rule of Rabbi Shmuel, that whenever you have a mix of 2 different brochas together, one is the zaynis, one is ho'eitz. One is ho'eitz, one is adam, one is shakal, one is adam, or something. Or you have a whipped cream on top of cake. So the whipped cream is shahakal. The cake is mezainis, let's say. So you have 2 different things. You have bread and butter. Bread and butter. Butter is shahakal and bread is so whenever you have 2 different foods, one is a nika, one is a tofel, so you only say bracha on the nika, you don't say bracha on the tofel. So sometimes, let's say the bread and the butter. So that's mamish a tofel. That's like the breadcrumbs on the southern fried chicken. That's mamish a tofel. So that's a double portion. Let's say you have the fruit cup. You have a vegetable salad and you have almonds thrown in. So in the stomach, basically you're eating vegetables and the almonds are just for little flavoring. So that's probably also like a real ikan tofel, like the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shmuel coming up with a new rule over here. If you have 2 macholim blended together, one is not more important than the other. Let's say you have the pineapple with the fruits. So the fruits are more important than the pineapple. Pineapple is more important than fruits. Everything is equally important. So Rabbi Shmuel say an arbitrary klal. Whichever one is more than 50%, I declare arbitrarily as the ikar, and whichever is less than 50%, that automatically becomes the tof. Whenever you have a mixture. So then you only say bracha on the ikar. So Rabbi Shmuel come up with an exception to the rule. They say, but what if you have one of the 2 things that's mixed together is chameshes mini dogon? Chameshes mini dogon. Let's say you have a cake, and you have shortening and flavoring and sugar and so many different things mixed in, the flour content of the cake is less than 50%. You have a lot of cakes like that, that the flour is less than 50%. But sometimes you have cake on top, cake on the bottom, and filling in the middle. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking the whole cake, everything is all mixed in together. And the flour component is less than 50%. But basically, it's a cake. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel say, that as far as other foods are concerned, when you have two different foods mixed in together, one is ha'etz, one is ha'adama, one is sha'akol, one is ha'etz or something. So whichever is 51% is automatically, arbitrarily declared as the ikir. So he says, but by chameshes mini dogen, it's not so. Kol she'eshbo, even though it's b'tarubis. That's how the Gemara says on the last line. Ava minim shum disi b'yen. Ava la'idei tarubis loy. What's the definition b'en and tarubis? B'en means if it's more than 50%, if it's the roe, then it's not nizbatel. Ha'idei tarubis means that it's less than 50%. It's nizbatel b'roev. You have a roev of other ingredients mixed in, and the flour component is less than 50%. That's called b'tarubis. That's called b'tarubis. B'en, if it's more than 50%, ha'idei tarubis means less than 50%. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. Chamesh is mini dogen is an exception to the rule, that I always declare it as the yikar. So this rule of Rabbi Shmuel was a machlokes Amoraim. Rabbi Shmuel was the first generation of Amoraim, so apparently not all Amoraim had heard this. But the Gemara comes to the maskana that we accept their opinion. That's what we're up to. Chavitz Kideira. Chavitz Kideira is about eight lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. The line begins with the two words Hobi Yaveshta. And then the Gemara talks Chavitz Kideira. Chavitz Kideira is some kind of a Michael, some kind of Wheatina Farina that has flour, and it has other ingredients also. You can't just cook flour. You have to pour in milk or water or oil or other flavorings, a little sugar, a little salt, whatever you mix in. Mix in all kinds of ingredients. The Chain Daisa. Daisa is a Wheatina Farina. So it's a Machloike Samarayim. What brochi you say? Do you say Shakal Nimitvarai? Or do you say Barib Minimizayis? So what's the Machloike? So the Gemara says, B'daisa grade, if you have regular Wheatina Farina, Kuliyamla Pligid Barib Minimizayis, everybody agrees. That's the Tosefta and the Nebrah, that such a brocha exists. The Amorayim didn't invent the brocha. It's already in the days of the Tanayim, there was a brocha Barib Minimizayis. Keep Ligi, when do you have the Machloike Samarayim? Rab Yudah was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel. It's interesting. Rav Shmuel both say, Bari made him Zayin say he didn't know. He was a Talmud of Rav Shmuel, didn't know what both of them said. And the other one, who Rav Kahana was right. Rav Kahana knew what they said, and Rav Yudah didn't know. So the Gemara says, B'daisa grade the plain Wheatina Farina, Kuli Amala Pli, the Bari made him Zayin. Because the roiv, more than 50% is going to be the flour from the grain. Keep ligi, when is there a machlekes between Rav Yudah and Rav Kahana? B'daisa kein chavitz kideira. What does it mean? Rav Yudah omer shakal nim b'dvarai. Why is it shakal? Because duv sheikir. It means you mix in with the flour from the grain, you mix in so much dvash, so much honey. What brought this hand honey? So Gemara says honey is shakal. Okay. So if you mix in so much honey that the honey is more than 50% and the flour is less than 50%. So he says, that's the rule. Whichever is more than 50% is the ikar. And Rav Kahana, a bar minim zaynus, why? So bar smida ikar. What do you mean? The flour is the ikar. Amar Rav Yosef, kavasa Rav Kahana mistavra. We pass by Rav Kahana. Even though it's less than 50%, even though the flour content, the chameshes minidon content is less than 50%, but we still pass like that. The Rav Shmuel Bam Chabai Kol Sheyesh Ben Chamesh Aminim Baruch Mala Parimim says Kol Sheyesh Bar the Gemara says means even though it's Ayidei Tarubis. So that's the accepted opinion. The Gemara is going to keep on going back to this topic. You have a mixture of a Parimim Zaynis with other things. What should the bracha be? So the Gemara is going to come up a few times. Let's say you have such a Wheaties with a lot of raisins in it, and the raisins are more than 50% of the value. Doesn't have too much Wheaties. So also, we would say that the Wheaties are the Yikar, that's Chameshes Mini Dogen, and the raisins are the Tafel. So you don't say two different brochas, unless you eat the raisins first. If you eat the raisins first, then the Rambam would say that you say Shahakal Nivadvar, we would pass on that you say Dvarim Priyoitz. But if you're not eating the raisins first, you're eating it all together, so then we would assume that the Chameshis Mini Dogan is always the Eikon. The Gemara is going to come to the conclusion on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, we're going to soon learn the Gemara, that on rice, you say Dvarim Mini Mizaynus. But rice, we don't pass on like Rabbech and Menuri. Rabbech and Menuri is all the opinion that there aren't just Chameshis Mini Dogan. His opinion, Oris is also Min Dogan. So we paskin against him. Oiriz is not min dogon. Nonetheless, for some reason or another, Oiriz, you say bar min and mizainis in the beginning, you say bar nefashis at the end. That's how the Gemara comes to the conclusion. That's how the Gemara finally, the Gemara first quotes a Tosefta that doesn't say like that. Then the Gemara is magia the Tosefta. The way it's printed in our Tosefta, in all of our editions, it says the way the Gemara corrected the Tosefta. In all the standard editions of the Tosefta, it says, according to the correction of the Talmud Bavli, that when you're eating rice, then you say Bar Minim Zayis in the beginning, you say Bar Nefash at the end.
Is there a problem with Bracha Shein Tzricha to eat, let's say, if someone is top of the verse?
It should be, unless the Minim Kamdina is that you do like that. Let's say if you have Wheaties with raisins in it, so I think the binikam din is that people put in a spoon and eat everything all together. This guy Vidavke wants to have the raisins first. So the Pashto says that should be a bracha shein tzricha, you shouldn't do it. But if the binikam din is like that, that everybody does it, then I don't think he can say there's an isa bracha shein tzricha. He's doing the normal thing. That's how the Mishnah says that the shahakol. Let's say a person has the Mishnah happens to be talking about maliyah. Let's say it wouldn't be maliyah, it would be he's eating peres genoisa, which are bar prihoitz. But the peres genoisa are so sweet, it leaves too sweet a flavor in his mouth, so he wants to have some bread afterwards. So the bar prihoitz that he says over the fruits that he ate first covers the bread, and he doesn't have to say bracha. Bar prihoitz doesn't apply to bread. So the answer is, when you say bracha nika, the tuffel doesn't need a bracha. Not that the bracha covers the tuffel. Allah says the tuffel, birach aloika, point there is atfeil. You don't have to say bracha nika.
You're eating the bread in order to change the taste in your mouth. Either the
Yodim raises that suffix, maybe this din of Iker and Tuffel, this new din, the second din of Iker and Tuffel, the Rabbi Shmuel came up with that, whichever is in more than 50% is arbitrarily declared as Iker, whatever is less than 50% is arbitrarily declared as Tuffel. Maybe that only applies if it's all blended together and you can't separate one from the other. But if it's a fruit cup and you really can see the separate piece, maybe then you have to say two separate brothers. He's not sure. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the suffix from the Chayot. So he says that suffix brachas lahafen. You call the hakel on that. So you're raising a question. Maybe that's only because when you put it on the spoon, you eat it all together. So of course, you're eating everything together. But if you're first going to have the Wheaties, then you're going to eat some raisins separately. So maybe you have to say separate bracha on the raisins. I don't think so. Let's say a person he finishes his Wheaties, then there's a little milk left on the bottom. So you have to say a bracha shakal on the milk. Chor, everything is the tuffel. The milk with the raisins, everything is the tuffel. I don't think so.
Eating something first, even the tuffel, kind of showing the water that it's not a tuffel.
Okay. I don't know. Let's say he ate. Let's say the tuffel is raisins, and he has a little bit of a raisin before he starts eating his Wheaties. But then he says bar pihoitz. We paskin on the tuffel. You don't say shakol. You say a bracha aruyalo. You do say bar pihoitz. So if you eat a kazayis of raisins, then you have to say aloi tafilas. So he only ate less than a kazayis of a raisin, and then later on he's going to eat everything altogether. So I think the din would be that it's still called an ikra and a tafel. He doesn't say a bracha achrayin on the raisins. He only says a bracha achrayin on the mezayis. I don't think we assume that it demonstrates just because he decided to, unless he ate a kazayis of raisins, a full kazayis of raisins before he starts eating the Wheaties. Okay? So he ate a full kazayis. So that it wasn't the tafel. He had to say a bracha. He ate the tafel before the ikar. He has to say a bracha.
We shouldn't say
when you have an ikra and a tafel, so it covers the bracha
before.
Bogan Avram says if you eat less than a kazayis of cake, less than a kazayis of potatoes, so he says you say bar nefashos.
Less than a kazayis of grapes.
How can you say one is a tafel to the other? He's eating. He has nothing to eat in a concentration camp. He has nothing to eat. So he gave him a half of a slice of a grape and a half of a piece of cookie. So then you got a shadow when they say bracha. But if you have an ikar and a tofel, if you're eating it all together, an ikar and a tofel, then you don't say any bracha on the tofel at all. Not the bracha shalafana, not the bracha shalachra. There's no bracha at all. So this din of Rabbi Shmuel says in Shulchan Aruch, this din, it's not the bari minim zaynus. Is always the ikar. We say bari min mezaynus on rice, but if you have some kind of a concoction where the rice content is less than 50%, sugar and other and court syrup and other ingredients are more than 50%, so the rice becomes a tafel. The rice will become a tafel if it's less than 50%. And the more than 50% ingredients are rosh hakol ingredients. Let's say the corn syrup with the sugar and everything else. Then the bracha will be shahakal. It's not a rule that bari min mezaynus can ever be outvoted. It's only chamesh es minei doga. That's how Rabbi Shmuel said it. Kol sheyesh bam chamesh es haminim mevarchim ala bari min mezaynus. Amai lav chamesh es haminim. It's always the ikar. Let's say you have a bowl of soup. So what bracha do you say on soup? So if it's chicken soup, so you say shahakal. What if it's vegetable soup? So we had the Gemara said that maya de silka, you say bari min bari priha adama. Maya the silka say bar pri adama. It was on the bottom of where was that? The last line of lamed ham the base, the top of lamed vavim. No, we'll get to it later. What I was going to say, vegetable soup you say hu adama. Even if you strained out all the vegetables, no particles at all. The thing is mamish watery. But if you cook the vegetables in the soup, so then even if you strained everything out, the broth is going to be bar pri adama. So let's say you have vegetable soup and you have a knedel, which should be bar minim zayis. Or you have chicken soup, it should have been shahakol, and you have a knedel. So it's all together, eating the whole thing all together. So the pashtus is that you only say, or let's say you have either chicken soup, which should have been shahakol, or you have vegetable soup, it should have been hadama. And you have a couple of pieces of spaghetti there. So the din is you only say in the spaghetti is less than 50% of the volume, or the knedel is less than 50% of the volume. And you're eating the whole thing all together? If you take a spoon of soup before you start cutting up your knedel beforehand, so then the Rambam says you got to say a bracha on the tafel if you eat it before the ikar. But let's say right away you cut your knedel and you have a bit of knedel with the first spoon of soup that you take. So you say bari min mezaynus and it covers the whole soup. You don't have to say ha'adoma. You don't have to say shahakalan. The Magen Avraham just says, let's say they already gave out all the soup and I'm the last one. So they give me a bowl of soup that's all pure soup, either shahakal soup or adama soup, either chicken soup or vegetable soup. It has one string of spaghetti on the bottom, which is clearly less than 50%. But one string of spaghetti, so it becomes the ikar. Let's say, no more knedla for me. They have a little brek, a brekala, A little tiny crumb of a knedel fell in. So that becomes bari min mezaydus and covers everything. So the Magen Avraham says that's unreasonable. He thinks in such a case you got to say two brachas. He thinks that Rav Shmuel Dami Travayu, they say kol sheyesh b'machamesh saminim. The Rav Shmuel are saying two dinim. That number one, chamesh is mini dog and never become a tofel, unless it's mamish a tofel. It's mamish a tofel, like he's eating maliach. Upasim a mevrach ala maliach a poitos at tefela. Unless it's mamish a tofel. But it's not a tofel. He's eating the vegetable soup or chicken soup and has a tiny crumb of a knedel in it. So why should that be a tofel? It's not to add flavor. So then Rabbi Shmuel said two things. Number one, that the chamesh is mini dog and never become a tofel just because it's in a tiny percentage. And number two, not only does not become the tofel, we declare it as the yikr. So even if you only have one little string of spaghetti on the bottom of the bowl, you can't say the second din, that becomes the yikr, but the first din still remains in place, that it doesn't become a tofel, you got to say two brachas. That's the Magen Avraham. Sometimes you got to say two brachas. That's what Moshe Feinstein writes about, the fellow who wants ice cream. It goes to the... So let's say they have different kinds of ice cream and he chooses to buy an ice cream sandwich. He's not buying cookies. He didn't go to the bakery to buy cookies. He went to the ice cream machine to buy ice cream. And then they have a choice which one. They have all different kinds of ice cream. He chooses that he wants the ice cream sandwich. So Rav Moshe thinks that he has to say two brachas over there. You can't say that the ice cream, that you can't say that the mezainis is the ikar, and the ice cream doesn't count at all. No, he's interested in ice cream. His main interest really is ice cream over here. So Rabbi Shmuel, right, he says like the Magen Avraham says, he can't say that the mezainis, even in the case where he can't declare that the mezainis is the ikar, he wants ice cream, doesn't want cookies. Even when you can't declare that the mezainis is the ikar, but you can't say that the mezainis is the tofel. Unless it's mamish a tofel. But that's the Mishnah later. Sometimes the mamish a tofel.
Why isn't that true for the vegetable soup and potatoes? It's like ice cream and potatoes. They serve potatoes alone. They get a certain vegetable soup. The spice of the vegetable soup, they put potatoes. But why should you have to make two broths?
I don't know. But I think that's what the Suman Shulchan Aruch. That's the Magen Avraham's assumption that if you have
it's not a variety of soup. Maybe with the soup. The jar is in the soup.
Right. So he says
the soup. He's eating vegetables. He's not eating knedel. Some more
business. The knedel had to make it more filling, he says. That it should be more filling. So you can't say that the knedlach hamamish a tofel. If it would be mamish a tofel, so then you wouldn't say brach at all. They say the knedlach are significant over here to make it more filling. So that's the rule. Whenever you have a mixture like the chayyadim was besufet, but we assume, sofik brach is lapel, we assume that even if it's distinct, even if it's not a blend, even if the eitz and the hadamah.
Is that different than the ice cream sandwich? It's the exact same thing. You go to the ice cream machine, you go to the drink, you didn't go to the bank.
But the people put in knedlach that the soup should be more filling. So that's considered a chelak of the soup. Can't really say it's not. Sometimes someone will say, "Don't give me knedlach. I only want soup. Don't give me any knedlach." Okay.
You could have bought the ice cream sandwich. You could have bought a regular ice cream. You brought the one with the mezonos, and the whole mezonos is had on the top and bottom. Everybody had a bite of mezonos.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, it should only be mezonos. Should only be mezonos. The other direction. I think Rav Moshe assumes that the guy's really interested in eating ice cream. From the various choices of ice cream, he enjoys this one better.
Soup, does it matter if they're cooked together or if they're just put together in your plate?
If the knedel is added later?
Yeah.
I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think so. So the rules are the same?
Someone could pour in a lot of croutons to make a soup in the donuts?
we have to learn. Maybe croutons are hamotzi. We're going to have to learn the Gemara. It's coming up on the next Talmud. Yeah. But the croutons, if you put in enough croutons that you don't say ha'adama she'akala on the soup at all. If you just have one little soup nut, the Magen Aram says he say two brachas. Accidentally, one soup nut fell in. So if the guy eats it, so the Magen Aram says you got to say two brachas, one bracha on the soup and one bracha on the soup nut. The chamesh has been a dog can never become a tuffel because it's so small in size. But if he puts in a significant amount of soup nuts or croutons, even though it's less than 50%, that's Rabbi Shmuel say that then it'll become the ikar. Yeah. So Taisa talks about the latkes on Chanukah. The shadow, let's say you have a potato latkes. So the potato latkes have the potatoes are chopped up potatoes. You have chunks of potatoes, so it should be huadoma. So Taisa says it depends how much flour did you put in. If you only put in a little bit of flour that the latkes shouldn't fall apart, that's only the Devik Bialmo. That's how Tosis writes the Devik Bialmo, then it's Mamisha Tofa. Where did they get that Lashon of Devik Bialmo? So the Bach tells you that's Lekamo and that's Lametesam and Allah. That's the Lashon Agamar. So if you only have the Devik Bialmo, then it's like Mamish Iker and Tofa. That's like the Mishnah Mandalit. That even bread can become a Tofa. So the flour, the Mezoidis can for sure become a Tofa. But if you added more than that amount, it's not only the Devik Bialmo, it's that it should be a little more filling, and sometimes it's hard to tell where you crossed over the border. That's what Tosfos says. It's hard to determine, so maybe one should be machmor only to eat the b'teruch hasude, l'achar birchas hamotzi, so it's covered with the broch on the bread. But in abstract, that's the rule. If you only put in so much flour that it's on the Devik Bialmo, that's mamish a tofel. That's like bread is being a tofel. But if you put in more than Devik Bialmo, you put in Kadesh Yisrael Alev, should be more filling, then the mezainis becomes the Iker, even though it's less than 50%. Then you don't say huadoma on the potato latkes. You only say bari min mezainis on the latkes. Notice te brach achreino, the Mishnah Brura paskins. Let's say a person eats pie. So you have crust on top, crust on bottom, and the filling in the middle. And the piece of pie that he had, so we say bar minim zayin san pie. So the piece of pie that he had less than a kazayis of flour, and more than a kazayis of pie altogether, but less than a kazayis of flour. Let's say not pie, with a filling in the middle, separate filling. Let's say it's a regular cake. But the cake has so much sugar and so much of other ingredients, flavors mixed in, that the flour is less than 50%. So true, the bracha rishayim will be bar minim zaynus, but the bracha in the Mishnah Berurah paskens, the bracha achronim will only be ala michya if you know that you ate so much that you had a kazayis of flour. The rest is not mitztaref to say ala michya. The rest is, the Magen Avraham says, if you have less than a kazayis of cake and less than a kazayis of potatoes, it's from Starv Yach to say bar nefashis. That's a chiddush, that bar nefashis has a shaykhas to cake. One could have argued, but that's what the Magen Avraham says, from Starv to say bar nefashis. But, the sugar and shortening and all the other ingredients are not mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah paskens, others disagree, but the Mishnah Berurah paskens that the others are not mitzvah to say ala michim. This is a shaila gemara in Menachos. Gemara discusses this. You have a food that has other things mixed in. When are the other things mitzvah to declare that it's all part of that food? Let's say you have wine. So I have, let's say, the Rambam says, in order to say Alagevin, Alpiragevin, you have to drink a revius of wine. So let's say the person has very sharp wine, and he dilutes the wine a little bit with water. He does meziga, yayin mazuk. So the din is that the water in the yayin mazuk, the whole thing is now declared as wine. I don't say I had less than a revius of wine and less than a revius of water, and try and say that it's mitzvah together to say bar nefashis. To say, that's if you drank wine separately, less than a revius, and you drank water separately. So then the Magen Avraham says to say bar nefashis. But if you diluted the wine, so then the water that's mixed into the wine becomes part of the wine. That's a special din, a yain mazut. it becomes part of the wine. So that's what some Achrayim disagree. The Keren Ora has a discussion there, Menachas on that Gemara. Some Achrayim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. If you look in the Sefer Orchas Chaim, in the early 1900s, there was a Rav in Sepinke who wrote, he wasn't the Sepinke Rebbe, he wrote a Chibur on Shulchan Aruch, a Likut of all the Achrayim. That's called Orchas Chaim. Not to be confused with the Rishon who wrote a Sefer Orchas Chaim, this is a very late Sefer. So it's a Likut of the Chasam Sefer and the Ksav Sefer and all of the later Achrayim. From all, not just the Hungarian, Ksav Sefer and some Sefer, every Litvish, everybody, quotes everybody. All the Chibur from practically Sif by Sif on Shulchan Aruch. So he gives a presentation of those who don't agree. He didn't have a Mishnah Berurah. He gives a presentation of the other opinion based on the Gemara and Menachos, that maybe it would be. But Allah said the Mishnah Berurah's opinion has been accepted. You only say Al Amichya if you say Bori Minim Mizainis on the cake, even if the flour content is less than 50%, or less than Mamish Ledebek Bialma. Sometimes the whole cake is basically, that's what my father used to say, a lot of times the cake is basically sugar, and the flour is just to hold it together. Ledebek Bialma. So then it's Taka Shakal. You say Baruch on the sugar. The flour is just Devik B'Alma. But usually they put in a little more flour than Devik B'Alma, so it's to make the cake a little more filling. But you won't have if you eat a big piece of cake, you still won't have a kazayis of flour. So the accepted opinion is the way the Mishnah Berurah quoted. It's not his only, he quotes it from Rabbi Achrayim, that in order to say Alamich, you have to have had a kazayis of the Chamesh Yismini Doga.
Is that a rule that if you don't make a bracha rishayna on something, you don't make a bracha achrayna on it? Let's say somebody makes a very free kazayas. He's giving you the mixed kids. He just drinks less than a kazayas. And then he drinks the schnapps. You don't make the schnapps. So the very free doesn't pass. I've learned questions on the reviews of my veteran. I didn't make a bracha rishayna on that.
I don't remember the din. Gotta look up the din. That's got a shaila, but we discussed it a little bit. The din is that the Gemara is gonna have later. If a person says Bar Pri HaGofen and he drinks wine, then it patas all other beverages that he has later on. That's a shaila whether schnapps has the status of a beverage. Maybe schnapps is considered a maifel. But he's gonna have soup later on. So soup is liquidy. Let's say very liquidy chicken soup. That's a Michael, that's not a Mashal. So that's really a question whether schnapps is a...
The question that there would be on water. This rule,
right.
You said before that if you didn't make a bracha on the raisins, you shouldn't include it in the Allah.
Right.
But since it's a tafel, it doesn't get a bracha on the
raisins.
Right. Why would be in such a case?
Well, it's not a tafel.
Is this also a tafel? One person practices it. Obviously, it doesn't need a separate
bracha,
so it doesn't
need a
tafel.
Could be. Could be that you don't say bracha, right? Yeah. Could be. We'll have to learn some more.
The subject of the places, how is that different from the case of tomato and soup? It was saying, maybe it's like some tomato and you have soup. How's it different from a lot of cat and laughter? There are places in Stafford, places of youth, and going to school.
Taisa says that sometimes you have such a little bit of kemachas under the devik biyama, and sometimes you have so much that it's to give body to it that it should be more filling. And sometimes it's hard to tell whether you've crossed the border or not. Yeah, but by the knedel in the soup, I know that the knedel is not just the devik biyama. The knedel is that everything, that the eating of the soup should be more filling. So then, so even though the knedel is, and I'm eating it all together, even though it's not blended in together, but when I have the first spoonful of soup, I have it with a little bit of the knedel. So the din is the only same as Zainas. You don't say
what Zainas. We don't have so much.
Dosis writes a suffix if you're not sure whether you've crossed the border. A lot of times on potato latkes on Hanukkah, it's unclear whether they put in a lot of flour to make it, to give it more body, to make it more filling. Or they only put in the Esther Balabasta, she's not sure herself. Whether she put in more than was necessary, the devik, the alma, or not. So Taisa says not sure. But by the knedel, we know for sure the knedel is not the devik, the alma. The knedel is to make the soup more filling. So even though the knedel is less than 50% of the volume of the whole Michael together, That's called an Iker and a Tofel by Mizayna. That's what he says by Chamesh, it's many dog, and that's where Rabbi Shmuel said. So it's an interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yudah, who was the student of Rabbi Shmuel, he didn't know this secret. He says, Sha'akal Nivadvara. If you have a mixture of wheatina farina with a lot of dvash, with a lot of honey, and the bracha on honey is Sha'akal. So he says that you go basar raiv, which since it has so much honey in it, duv sheikar, the dvash is more than 50%. And we don't paskin like Rav Yudah. We paskin like Rav Kana. Kana Barmin Mizainis. Why? Rav Shmuel Damit Chapek. Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh nesamini mevach amal barmin mizainis. I think Mark quotes that Rav Shmuel said two members. Gufa. Rav Shmuel Damit Chapek. Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh nesamini mevach amal barmin mizainis. Vit manami Rav Shmuel Damit Chapek. Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh nesamini mevach amal. Why do you say two members? Mark says it's tzricha. You need both. They're two different members. Diyash mina kol shehu. Rabbi Shmuel said, you say, Barin Minim Zainis. They didn't invent, they didn't discover this. That's the Tosefta on the next daf. Let's say the Tosefta records that there's such a bracha as Barin Minim Zainis. Even though it's not in Mishnah, but it's in Tosefta. So the Gemara says, the Yashmin and Kol Shehu, Havamin, if they would have only said one member, Chamesh is Minim Dogan is Mizainis, then I would have thought if it's mixed in with another, mixed in with milk, or mixed in, let's say you have Wheaties with milk, or Wheaties with raisins, and the Wheaties component is less than 50% of the whole Michael, so I would have thought that it's not Mizainis anymore. Yeah, I mean, I would have said, Mishum Disa Bieni. Bien means that it's more than 50%. Abalai De Tarubis, if it's less than 50%, Loi, I would have thought it loses, that's the rule. Whatever is less than 50% is the Tafel. From Ashmalan, that's why Rabbi Shmuel had to say the other member, Kol Sheyesh Bai. Kol Sheyesh Bai, as long as it has an ingredient of Chamesh Esmini Dogon, that's not a Tofel Mamish. If it's only the Devik Vam, there's Mamish a Tofel, like the Mishnah Mem Dava. The Yashmin, and if they would have only said the second member, Kol Sheyesh Bai, Avamin, I would have said mistakenly, Kol Sheyesh Bai, Mechamesh Esmini, and I will always be Doichen Loi. If you have a little rice mixed in, less than 50%, then rice doesn't have such a big chashivis that it should be bar minim zaynus on the whole concoction, even though it's less than 50%. Mishum da'adei tarubis. Avalise b'yene, but if you're eating rice pudding, you're eating rice cookies or something, real rice, name afi b'arz of derech adam and rochon al bar minim zaynus. I would have thought that a rice, you do say bar minim zaynus. Kamash malon, kol shehu, only whatever is chamesh minim and rochon bar minim zaynus, l'kharz v'derech, afi d'isa b'yene, l'am rochon bar minim zaynus. Shoyim. So that's why I needed two members of Rabbi Shmuel. What's the story with the rice? Or is this rice feasting? You ask any Puerto Rican in the neighborhood, they'll tell you. Ask any Arab. Arroz, everybody knows. Or is this rice? Rice, they're not sure. Tosis Dibra Maskal Rashi. Tosis rice. Rashi pirish that or is millet. And Doichen is rice. Yesh Mefarshim Pakir, that or is rice. I perush Yesh Lefarsh the Dechen who millet. What's the difference with the Oyvaz Adachan? Oyvaz Adachan always goes together. So the answer is, we're not so sure that it always goes together. Taisis and Nirif are going to say, it doesn't always go together. That's the next Taisis, Tiyufta de Rabbi Shmuel. So that's going to be the next Gemara. Take a look. Oyvaz Adachan, Lama Barachim Barah Minim Izayna, Rabbi Shmuel both said the rule. They said two rules. One rule was, Chamesh Esmini Dogen never become a Tofel just because they were less than 50%, kol sheyesh bo mechamesh es mini dogan. And the other rule was, kol shehu mechamesh es hamini mevachom al bar minim zaynus, to the exclusion of oriz v'dechin, even when it's b'yen, if you're eating a rice, cooked rice, you don't say bar minim zaynus. Fake the more, oriz v'dechin, la mevachom bar minim zaynus. Is that correct? I bohatan, you may have a braisa that says, aviyu lefono pas oriz v'pas dechin, mevach alof tchilo lesof, ki maisek kideira, maisek kideira is wheatina farina. So it says, when you're eating pasar is v'doichen, you say a bracha like ma'isa gedera. What does it mean? We got a ma'isa gedera tani behind a brisa b'tchila mevarach al bar minim zaynus. So mevarach ala bracha achas me'en shalva shalom amichya. So it doesn't say the ferish in the brisa that oriz v'doichen is the same as v'tina farina. So the Gemara is matchen no ki ma'isa gedera v'lo ki ma'isa gedera. What it means in the brisa that oriz v'doichen is like ma'isa gedera means that it requires a bracha. But not that it requires the same bracha as Ma'isik Der. Ki Ma'isik Der, the Mevracha Manalei Tchilo B'Sof. That you say a bracha in the beginning, you say a bracha at the end. look at my sigdera, but it's not exactly the same deal with my sigdera, but chidam avarach bar bin amazainu, so let's say, barach min shalish, vila hocha, but chidam avarach alav shakoni bedvara, with the besof, you say, bar nefashe sabbis vichasana, kol mashe bar, shem. Adoichik pshat, Rabbein Yehuda says, adoichik pshat. Pashe pshat, the simple reading of the braise, but the Gemara is trying to defend Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Chava, you only say Barim in Mizanis called Shuhu Mechameshis Mini Dagon. He's clearly driving at this point that when you eat rice, you don't say Barim in Mizanis. So what do you do with an offer of rice contradicts Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara will stand on the head in order to defend Rabbi Shmuel. So they gave a Dochi answer. When it comes out to Maskana on Amid Beis, it's going to come out. We don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. We don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. So the Pashtus is that you read the Brice Kipshuto. Adil Lefanov, that's what the Rabbi Yoina raises an issue. Once you come to the Maskana, we reject Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta. We're not going to pass like Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to say, we do say Bari Minim Zaynus on rice. So how do you read the Pasha Pshad, how do you read the Brisa? Adil Lefanov Pasarez V'deich Nevarachal of Tchila V'sov Kimaisa Kideiro. Means that you say Bari Minim Zaynus. That's the simple Pshad. That's when he raises an issue. The Rishonim say, Shulchan Aruch, it says like that, that if you eat pas oiris, even on rice, we say barim min mezayin. That's only on cooked rice. But if they made a bread, rice bread, that's shahakol. Why should it be shahakol? If it was mezayinus, when it's cooked rice, how did it all of a sudden become shahakol or adoma? How did it lose the hashivus of barim min mezayinus? So that's what the Rabbi Yoina works on. So he says the simple pshat over here was the Gemara only said kemaisa kedera v'loy kemaisa kedera. Kemaisa kedera, they say a bracha before and after. Loy kemaisa kedera, it's a different bracha. That's only at this point that the Gemara wanted to defend Rabbi Shmuel. But once you get to the maskana that we have a teyufta against Rabbi Shmuel, we don't pass on like that. So you should read the braisa kipshuta that it should be barim min mezayinus. And then we'll have to see. He says, maybe we can defend that riff. The riff and the Shulchan Aruch say, no, if you eat a pas that's made from oires, the bracha should be ho'adomo, it should be shahakol, it shouldn't be bari min mezayinus. It's very difficult. The pashtus is the bracha should be mezayinus. It's ishtani. Yeah, ishtani is, if it's ishtani, ligriyusa. We had the Gemara, we discussed it. If you have a food that's normally eaten raw, let's say oranges. Oranges are normally eaten raw. Someone goes and they make fried oranges. It tasted better when it was a raw orange. We don't enjoy fried oranges. If you have a company and they cook oranges, and a multi-billion dollar company, and they're making a fortune of money, obviously people enjoy the oranges like that. They cook it, they fry it, whatever, okay. But if a balabuster fries oranges, not the way they do with matz oranges, I don't know. She fries oranges and it tasted better if the orange, it would have tasted better if the oranges would have been raw. Then it's a hishtani ligriyusa, then it's considered a shinui, panam chadash bo lekan, and it's like a synthetic food, and you say shahakol niya b'dvar. Yeah, but over here, what's abnormal about this? This is hishtani lemalyusa. I take the rice and I make rice bread out of it. No, it's better to eat rice bread than to eat the plain rice pudding. So why shouldn't it be? Why should it lose the bar minim zaynus? Why shouldn't it be considered ishtani lemal yusa, as opposed to ishtani legriyusa? That's what the Rabbeinu Yoina asks. He said, if you would have asked me, I would have said it would have been bar minim zaynus. That's a simple reading of the Brice, and we reject this terrace that the Gemara gave. It was standing on the head to defend Rabbi Shmuel. Once you come up with the tiyuf to the Rabbi Shmuel, so you read the Brice of Kipshuto. And then he says, no, but maybe the Rishonim say not like he suggests. He says, the Rif and the others, the Bahav, I think, he quotes the Rishonim say that on rice bread you say shahakol. So that's what we're going to have to figure out why that should be so. Let's see. What's the story with the Oiriz V'doichen? We have a tradition that there are Chameshes Minei Dovim. Where did this come from? This Gematria, Chameshes Minei Dovim. Rosh Tavis of Gematria. So the Gemara says in Sochim, I think it's also in Daf Lamed Hey. No. The Mishnah says you're only out to the mitzvah of matzah if the matzah is made from one of the Chameshes Mini Dogon. It's only, yeah, that's on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Eilu dvarim shalom yetzibem dechabasi bepesa chit masarim kus mishipun shibar the shul. The five meaning of davar. So the Gemara says, how do you know that this is true? You know how many? How do you know that there are only chameshes mimei dogon? So the Gemara says we have a pasuk in Dvarim Pezayin in Parshas Re'eh. Masach v'alucham shivas yamatochel alav matzis. So it's only kosher for matzah if it's dvarim avon v'dechimus. Adam yotzei dechavasa b'matzah. Yotzei elu other minim. If you make matzahs out of other vegetables, shein dvarim v'dechimus elu v'dechirchem. If you grind it up and you make flour. Let's say you take Turkish wheat, kashin. I remember when I was a little boy, they used to serve in Yeshiva Tana. Every day for lunch, they used to serve kashin, cooked kashin. And everybody said bar mi mazon. So then when I grew up, I found out that it was wrong. Kashin is supposed to be bar pri hadama. In Yiddish, it's called Turkish eveit. It's called Turkish wheat. But it's not wheat. It's not that it's another form of wheat. They say chemik, folks, all that rank, they all say it's a mistake. That kasha is regular bar pri hadama, has nothing to do with wheat. There is a chemical reaction that will occur if you grind up the kasha. If you take this kasha, which is a vegetable, you grind it up and make flour out of it. Mix the flour with water, you let it sit. So a chemical reaction will occur, but we won't label that chemical reaction as chimutz, we will label it as tzirchon. It's a different chemical reaction. Tzirchon doesn't mean that it's not royal achila, that it's awful. It's a different reaction. The only time it's called dagon, that it's called lechem, is if it's barm haboim v'dechimus. That's a specific chemical reaction. So that's how this din was established. And then the Tanoim experimented. And it turned out that from all of the minim that they knew, the Rami Chameshes minim, these five, chit, masarim, kusman, shibar, l'shua, l'shipa. These are the Chameshes minim. Then regarding the oires, there was a machlok sabechem menuri nachachamim. So the Yerushalmi, he asks Akasha, the Ramban in the beginning of Eilu Treifus, quotes his Kasha from Yerushalmi. The first daf in Eilu Treifus, the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. Then it turns out it's a machlokes satanoyim, where the treifa ain't a chay or a treifa chay. The Torah prohibits us from eating these animals. Is that a treifus? Is that because the disease that the animal has was certainly caused it to die within 12 months? Well, no. It's a xeris hakasa, a diseased animal you're not allowed to eat, even a treifa chay. Even though it would have lived on for another 10 years. It has nothing to do with the fact that Treif and Achai would die within 12 months. So it's a machlekes tanoim and a machlekes amaroim, how we assume. So the Ramban asks a kashet, mihani hech nech luku avoisa oilom. How can you have a machlekes tanoim regarding a matter? Why don't you experiment? Make an experiment and see. Take 100 animals that have a disease. Lock them up and feed them nicely and see if they'll survive a year. You have a machlokes about something that you can establish one way or the other. And he quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi in Chala, where the Yerushalmi has such a kasha. In order to be chayv in Chala, the din is, oy b'acholchem elechem ha'aretz. It says, when you eat lechem in Eretz Yisrael, Chala, min ha'Torah is a myth, and the mitzvah is ha'tluyas baretz. It doesn't apply in chutzlot. In the Rabbanon, they introduced challah even in America, in order that the mitzvah of challah shouldn't be forgotten. Kadesh lo tishtakach. But basically, in Minatar, the mitzvah of challah is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says, "Oyav achochem milechem haaretz." Chiv challah only applies if you're making lechem. Let's say you're cooking wheatina, farina, oatmeal, cereal, something like that. So there's no chiv challah. That's not lechem. You can eat a ton of wheatina, farina, you never say hamoitzi. If you eat cake or cookies, so that's pas, that's lechem, but it's pas habo bikisnin. It's a subcategory of pas. So if you eat a little bit as a nash, then you say bar mi mazonos. If you eat a lot, you kaveh suda, then it becomes hamoitzi. Because basically it started off as pas, a subcategory of pas, it's pas habo bikisnin. But if it doesn't start off as pas at all, it's a wheatina farina, wheaties. Wheaties, you can eat 20 boxes of wheaties, it's not going to become hamoitzi. Wheaties is not lechem, it's not pas habo bikisnin. It's bar mi mazonos from the beginning to the end.
We're asking that pizza, for example.
Pizza is an issue. Maybe it's always hamaitziah. Maybe it's sometimes I'm going to have to learn the Gemara's later. When is it hamaitziah? But at least pizza is a loaf of bread. So you got, maybe it's always hamaitziah. Maybe it's sometimes hamaitziah. But you can't say that pizza is never hamaitziah. It's mamish. It's a real bread. So the din of challah only applies if it's lechem. Cake and cookies is also called lechem. The Mishnah I talk about being mafresh challah and cake and cookies also. It's also lechem, it's also pas. It's not pas stam, it's pas abobikistan, a subcategory of pas. This difference between pas as opposed to pas abobikistan, a subcategory, this difference is only midirabbanan. On the level of the rice, it passes pas. It's all the same thing. On the level of the rice, it's good for, well, it may not be good for matzah, it could be it'll be matzah ashira. If you have matzah in the form of a cake, so that could be that's matzah ashira. It has to be lechem oni. But leaving out the issue of the matzah ashira, so the din is that in order to be etzei dechavis matzah, it has to be lechem, has to be lechem oni. And for the purpose of chiyuv challah, has to be by a bachochem lechem haaretz. And then to say hamoitzi also depends, is it lechem? The era of the chatzeres, if you want to carry in a building, you have a lot of different people, a lot of Shem Shabbos live in a building, so there's a takana shlom amount that everybody else is on everybody else, and you have to put away an era of the chatzeres. The era of the chatzeres has to be emarvin ala bepas. Shitufim mevuos can be any kind of food, and eruvei tchumen can be any kind of food, but eruvei chatzeres in the Mishnah has to be davka emarvin ala bepas. Has to be pas. So in order to be called lechem, that's what the Gemara establishes based on this pasuk. Adin deraisa. In order to be called lechem, has to be something which is boli de chimutz. If the thing is not boli de chimutz, then it's not called lechem. So the Mishnah in Challah has a machlokes satanai. What if you made a cake from oris pasoiris? Is it chayv in Challah or not? So Rabbi Chaimendiri holds pasoiris. Is there a 6 mini dogger? Oris is another min dogger. And the Chachamim disagree, they say, no, they're only Chameshis mini dogger. So the Yerushalmi asks, how is it shach to have a machlokes on a dover shal metzias? Why don't you experiment and see, is it bole de chimutz, is it bole de sircha? The Yerushalmi answers, they did experiment. They took rice and they made flour out of it, they ground it up, they made flour. Then they mixed it with water and then they were sitting and they were watching the reaction. So Rav Nachmanuri said, you see, it's bole de chimutz. And they said, no, that's called sircha. They were looking at the same thing. They were arguing, where do you draw the line? Is this called chimutz or is this called sircha?
What's the difference between the two?
The difference, the way they say today, is the difference is that the chamesh is mini dog and have a higher percentage of gluten. So therefore, when your mother makes challah, so the dough rises, and then it has like a kippah on top. It has an arc on top. Until it rises so much, then it's going to crack. So the thing that holds it all together, that's the gluten, and that's what enables it to have that form of rising. And rice has much less, a lower percentage of gluten than the other. There are people who are allergic to gluten, sometimes the sakanas nefoshes, sometimes choyli, and they're not, some people are so sensitive they're allergic to rice also, because it has gluten. And others are only allergic to wheat, they're not allergic to barley, I think, because the others don't have as much oats. Oats have less gluten than wheat. And rice has even less gluten than that. So that was the machlekes, so they saw, Rebbe, that's how Yerushalmi says in Challah. They experimented, and they had a machlekes, what should you declare? It has a little bit of gluten, it contains a little bit of gluten, it's a lower percentage of gluten, that enables it to rise a little bit. It'll rise a little bit along the way, along the lines of wheat and barley, but not at all the same. So that was the machlokes. Where do you draw the line? So that's what the Ramban asked. How can you have a machlokes? Hatanaim, that's his loshen hechnech, lukulavois ha'oilam, whether trefer chai, trefer ein achaya. Why don't they take 1,000 animals and lock them all up in an experiment and see if they die or they survive? So the Ramban has to answer the kasha. So the Ramban answers, they probably did. They probably took 1,000 animals, they had traitors, and they locked them all up, they probably all died. No, so that proves it. So he says, no, it wasn't a controlled experiment. The other Tanoim said if he would have taken 5,000 animals, 20,000 animals, maybe some of them would have survived. Ruba, they are masking that they're all going to die. Then if you take another 20,000 animals, they said if you would have had 40,000 animals, it's still not a controlled experiment. That's the Ramban answers. They probably did experiment, and the mistama, what happened was that all the animals died. And then the machlekes was, does that show anything? So half of the Tanoim said, yeah, it shows that sufficient proof that trefa ain't a chaya. That the reason why the Torah prohibits eating a trefa is because it's going to die within 12 months. And if you can have a trefa on the books, they have now trefas on the books that do live more than 12 months, So then the Ram, so then one opinion in the Gemara is that it'll be mutter. And the other Tan and the other Amara said, no, that doesn't prove anything. I'm asking that Ruba the Ruba gonna die within a year. He thinks if it would have been a controlled experiment, it wouldn't have proved anything. There would have been some animals that would have survived. And the Yisayda Yisar of Trefa is not because it's going to die within 12 months. Even if it'll live more than 12 months, it's still Trefa is a Trefa. A diseased animal, Shem. You're not allowed to eat. So you see, that's the interesting Yerushalmi and Chala. That the Machlek Zambech Manur and Rabbanon is simply the whole, how did we establish in the first place that there are Hameshes Mini Doga? It's a scientific it's a kviyas alpi mitzias. It's not a tradition that we have alocha moshe mesina chameshes minidog. The Tanoim experimented on all the fruits and the vegetables that they had, and it turned out that these were the only ones that alpi din are. They considered these five abon with dechimitz. If you can discover some additional things that are going to be bole dechimitz, it will also be considered minidog. That's what you see from that Yerushalmi. It's not davke these five. Anything that's bole dechimutz is considered dogon. If it's considered dogon, then it has a status of letter. So that's the machlekes of Bech Menuri in the Rabban. That's the machlekes Satanoim. Yeah. So the Gemara points out, Nachamal, that Rav Shmuel, Damit Shabbat, they said two memories. So one memory they said about more than 50% left, less than 50%, said Ikrin Tafel and so on. Then they said the other member that you only say bari mini mezaino is on the chameshes mini dogon, and on oriz v'doichen you don't say. Craig the Gemara, is that true? The oriz v'doichen lo mevarchinon bari mini mezaino is ayba hatan. We have a beferish a brisa that says you do. So the Gemara reinterprets the brisa. Sure. Then the Gemara says. I bohatanya, the line begins, bohatanya. We have a beferish brisa, elehe maisa kedera. Which are the maisa kedera that we have a brisa that says, if you're eating maisa kedera, you say bari mini mezainis in the beginning, and you say alamichi at the end. What constitutes maisa kedera? So it says, chilka targis, solas, zoris, arson, beoiris. It says beferish oiris. That oiris is maisa kedera. Maisa kedera said before, you say bari mini mezainis. A breakfast cereal. Maisa kedera means a breakfast cereal. It says beferish that when you eat boiras, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, this Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Most of these Rabbeinu Yonahs are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Almost everything he says. Almost. Not everything. So the Brisa says like this. What are all these things over here? Chilka, Trigus, and all these. So Rashi quotes from a different Gemara. Chilka means that each kernel of grain is chopped up into two particles. Trigus, tri means three, chodal et las. Zoris is chodal et abba, arson is chodal et chomish. If you just take kernels of wheat and you cook it the way it is, then it's going to be bar pri hadom. Hakoises is achito, is bar pri hadom. And if you cook the chit in the way they are, it's bar pri hadom. When is it elevated to the chashivas of bar minim zainas, which the Mishnah never spoke about? Mishnah just spoke about the chashivas of amoitzi. But the Tosefta is going to talk about Bar Mitzvah only if it's a Maisa Kedera. Means the kernel of grain was ground up into flour. Chilka, Trigus, Solas, Zoris, Arson. It was chopped up, and then it says Oiris. So Ben Yenis says, why doesn't it say like this? Chilka, Trigus, Zoris, Arson, Shel, Chameshes, Minim, Vishel, Oris. The flour from the chameshes mine dogon or orez that was used to make a cereal is bar min mezainis. It doesn't say it like that. It says chilka trigis zaris arson, very very coarse flour. Every kernel of grain are cut into two particles. That's going to be coarse. Are cut into three particles, four particles, five particles. It's going to be very fine flour. So whether it's coarse flour or fine flour, al chameshes mine dogon, it's going to be a mezainis cereal. And Uriz is also going to be. Sounds like Uriz is bare minimum zonis, even if you don't make flour out of it. Even if you're cooking the particles of rice the way they are, without chopping them up. So that's what Rabbeinu wants to know. Why should there be a discrepancy between Chitim and Sorim on the one hand and Uriz on the other hand?
That would be the terrace on the rib. Something is planted in order to make it into flour. Then it gets elevated, you get the bracha. The rice is planted to eat as it is, not to make it into flour.
Oh, so that's what he answers.
So once you make a Benny
Yeah, so Benny Yen says that.
That would be a tapas on the ribs, Kasha. That's what we make a pot. If he did play, you make a mistake. Once they ground it into flour, that's a yerida. That's not what was planted.
That's a yerida. I don't know, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that Oiris is normal. Since it's normal to eat, cooked if it's soft, if it's mismaich, if you cook it so long till the rice gets soft, then the Gemara says it becomes bar minim zonos. Sometimes you cook rice a little bit and it's still hard. But then he says, then it's bar pi adom. Then it's not, maybe shahakol. But it's not going to be bar minim zonos. The only time it becomes bar minim zonos is if you cooked it long enough that it became soft. So that's normal to cook herbs like that. People eat rice like that. Masheni came grain, that doesn't have a special chashivas. If you eat kernels of grain, hakoisis sachitas bar pi adom. So if you cook the chitim, is also bar pi adom. It only is elevated to a higher level of bar min mizainis, to even a higher level of amoitzi lech min oretz, if you grind it up and you make flour out of it.
That's only because the terek, that's what it was planted for. The rice was not planted for that. You grind it up, it's like you're making juice out of something that out of something that you're supposed to make an eitz on. You make juice out of it, you make a shakar. The same way, you're grinding it up, that's not the derek. That's the shot in the rib.
But if you want to make rice bread, so mistama is just not going to work if you're going to take particles of rice. You can cook them from today till next year. It's not going to become bread.
Making bread out of rice is shalakadera.
That itself is shalakadera.
Yeah, sure. Because you blend rice even as it is.
But what if you live in a country where they don't have wheat and barley? So the only way, and you want to have bread? So the only way to make bread is to grind the rice and make flour out of it? That's what Rabbeinu Yonah asked. What if they did plant it al Menaske? He says that the bracha is still not going to be mizaynus.
Fruit, if you planted it to make juice, it's not going to make a very pretty eggs on that juice. That was the purpose of planting.
That we had a machlekes, yeah. If they plant all of these, let's say, juice oranges, so the orange juice company has many orchards where they plant oranges that are specifically miyuchad for making juice. So that was a machlekes of Hashem. So we passed in that it's still shakal. That was a machlekes, the Rashba and the Rosh, machlekes of Hashem. So we paskin only mashkma yotz min azesim min anovim, not because azesim min anovim are planted al menas to make juice out of it. No, azeris akosav, only mashkma yotz min azesim min anovim have the status of pre. The others are not called pre. The other mashkma are called mashkin. So that's always going to be shahak. That's what we assume. Yeah, but over here, that's the question. Yeah, that's Rabbeinu Yonah's question.
But there's also a custom from that only five things can be bread.
So that's what you see from the Yerushalmi, that there never was such a Xeris custom.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have done the test.
What?
Otherwise, they wouldn't have done the test.
Yeah. The whole din depends on the test. You have to test it. The pasuk was in Psochem Daflam and Hamed Allah. Pasuk was whatever is Bola Dechimuts is called Lechem. It's called lechem and again to in order to be chayv koris for eating chametz b'pesach doesn't have to be lechem. You can be chayv koris for eating schnapps also. No one says you say amoitzi on schnapps. It's not even if you drink a ton, you don't even if you kaveh suda on schnapps, you don't say amoitzi lechem merotzan. For sure it's not lechem. Chametz is chametz, but in order to be yotzei matzah it has to have a shem lechem. And in order to be chai b'chala, vay b'chochem y'lechem aretz, has to have a shem lechem. These two on the level of the rice, and all the others are the rabbana. For the purpose of hamoitzi, for bichas hamozen. Bichas hamozen is a din deraisa. Bichas hamozen is a din deraisa that you only say bichas hamozen on lechem. That is correct. The difference between pas and pasa babikis, and that's only the rabbana. In other words, it would appear that Minatar does make a difference whether you have bread or you have cake or cookies. Minatar, you can be yotze with alamichya. It's only with the rabbanim, that's what it would appear. We're going to have to research that some more. That's what the pashta seems to be. The difference between bread as opposed to cake and cookies, that bread you have to wash until it's done, you have to say amoitzi, you have to say birchas hamazon. The cake and cookies, you don't have to wash, and you don't have to bench, and you don't have to say amoitzi, you say bari minim zaynis. This whole difference is only with the Rabbanim. On the level of the rice, it's all the same thing. I mean, you yotze birchas hamazon deraisa by saying alamichya. That's what it seems like. I bet it's only one bracha. Don't you have to say separate bracha? Hazanus hakol. Alorat v'alamazan. V'enim rachman v'shalai mamad. Don't you have to say separate brachas? So the pashta says that the separate brachas, that itself is only medirabon. That's the pashas. On the level of the raisa, you can be yoytze as long as they say all the themes in one bracha. You can be yoytze. That's what the, that's a machlokes harishon. There's a tesis earlier, but tesis says not so. Tesis has a kasha. Where is that gemara? There's a din that the poyalim here. The bottom tesis on tezayin amid aleph. Bottom Tosfos on Tezayin Aleph. So the Gemara says that people who are employed by others are not allowed to waste any time. They have to put in a full day's work. They have to work from 9 to 5 or whatever. They have to put in a full day's work for the balabas. So when they daven, they don't say a chazaras hashatz because they're taking up time from the balabas. And when they bench, they should abridge the birchas hamazon. They should leave out all the harachmans. That's only minhagim. The guy's going to bench a half an hour. So he's not going to do work for the balabas. So he should leave out all the harachmans. He should leave out our toivah meitiv. It's only the rabbanon. And then the Gemara says they should say the first bracha, hazanas hakol, and the second and the third brachas they should combine together. Epsetesis, frekta kasha, how can you combine the second and the third brachas together? But isn't there a din men ator that you have to say a separate bracha, hazanas hakol, aloretz v'alamozen, and to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim? So Tosfos says, Yesh kerach v'yachacham and v'akadom min ator b'shei v'altas. That's what Tosfos writes. The bottom, the little Tosfos and Tezayinim and all. So other Rishonim disagree with the Tosfos. They say, that's not akiras min ator b'shei v'altas. Min ator if you say ala michya, if you say all the themes that are required. If you say one bracha is also good, the requirement to say a separate bracha, Azanas Hakol, and a separate bracha, Aloretz Mamamaz, and a separate bracha, to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash and Malchus Beis David. The fact that it needs three different brachas, that's only made the Rabbana. And Atari can include all of the themes in one bracha. So that's a problematic thesis. That's a difficult thesis. The Pashtus is, would appear from the Gemara, the Pas and Pas above the Kislin on the level of the rise is the same thing. Everything is called Lechem.
According to those Rishonim, then why don't you just have the workers say Al HaMichya?
Why?
Why wouldn't the workers just say Al HaMichya if you don't want them to waste time?
Ah. That's too much of a kula. They're afraid, they're afraid even for supper. They'll go home and they'll say Al HaMichya. So they make them abridge the bench. Okay.
Is there a place to show you that Al HaMichya is from the rise? So you have a subject, you said Al
HaMichya. Whether Al HaMichya is their rice if you didn't have bread. Right. But that's a machlokes on wine and on the peiros ha'ilon, right? Okay. If you had kedei sviyah, let's say a person had benching on bread is only midirabon unless you had kedei sviyah. So there's a machlokes of Rishonim. What if he ate shivas haminim? He ate chita sargefen, whatever. He ate a lot of cereal. Whether he ate a ton of wheaties, he ate a ton of wheatina. It can't become a birchas hamazon. But he ate a lot of it, then he's mamish full. Or he ate a lot of dates or figs or olives. He ate kidei sviya. Would that be their ice? So that's a machlokes. He was talking, he ate bread. He ate a sandwich, and he's full. And then instead of saying the birchas hamazon, he says al hamichya. So the pashtus is not like that bottom taste. The pashtus is like the other mishnah, the Rashba. The Rashba disagrees with the taste on that daf. So the pashtus is that if you say al hamichya instead of birchas hamazon, you yotze min ator. The difference between cake and bread, that one is birchas hamazon and one is al hamichya, that whole difference is only with the rabban. On the level of the raisa, there are no differences between cake and bread. It's all called lechem for the purpose of chiyuv challah and for leil pesach, the dinim de raisa, and for birchas hamazon purposes, and then for the purpose of dinim de rabban. Erev v'chatzeres, the whole thing is only with the rabban. And so over here again, getting back, the Gemara says, how can you tell me that the pshat in the braisa that if you eat pasaris v'doichen, it's like ma'isik kedera. You say a bracha before and after like ma'isik kedera. All the braisa meant to say was that you say a bracha before and after. But they're not exactly the same as ma'isik kedera that you say bari minim zaynus al hamichya. Here on rice you say bari pri adam and you say bari nefashim. Well, how can you say that? It says beferish. Aibo Hatanya says beferish. Elohim ma'isik kedera. The following constitute ma'isik kedera that you say bari minim zaynus al hamichya. It says whatever is made from flour of the chameshes mini dogan and iris. So it says beferish that it's bari minim zaynus al hamichya. And for the Gemara, yeah, there is such an opinion, but we don't accept that opinion. Hamana Rabbi Chmanur, he the Tanya. Bechmanur miyar erez min dachanu dogenhu v'chayavim al chimutz or kares. Not that he's not sure. He thinks that erez is a vadai dogen. They made the experiment, and he was convinced that that's enough to be considered bole de chimutz. V'chayavim al chimutz or kares v'adam yotze v'edech avasa v'pesach. It sounds a little bit from the Gemara that he's only convinced on Oiris, on Doichen. It sounds like he's not convinced. Doichen, he raises the possibility that maybe he suffered. Maybe Doichen is also Bole Dechimus. Maybe, even though he puts together Pas Oiris with Doichen, he holds that Oiris with Doichen is Chayiv in Chalah, that Oiris is Betoris Vada and Doichen is Betoris Sofik. But he says, on the Oiris, see, that's why it's important to know which one of them is rice and which one of them is millet. Which one is rice? The Tosfos has the two pshatim. First they quote Rashi that Oriz is not rice, Dechen is rice. And then the Yesh Mefarshim Faker, that Oriz is the rice. So it's not Kamina contra Bechem and Nuri. Bechem and Nuri holds that Oriz is a Vadai, Chamesh is Minu Dachem. Dechen apparently is not 100% convinced of. I'm a Supik about Dechen, but Oriz he is convinced of. Hayav malchim mutz guys, why do you have to dech avasa de pesach? Aval rabbanon lo. The Gemara said that's an old machlekes. Yeah, that brisa that says that oires he say bari minim zaynis and say ala michya there. That goes according to Abdech Menuri that he holds that oires is from the shishas mini dogan, not chameshas mini dogan, the shishas mini dogan, and oires is the same as wheat and barley, exactly the same. Our Rabbanon lo, but the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Chmanuri by the Chiyuv Challah and by the Matzah and so on, so they would disagree by the Bracha Rishon also. Freg di Gemara, is that true? The Rabbanon lo, you mean to say the Rabbanon lishitas, some would say you only say Bari Minim Zaynis and the Chameshis Mini Dogon. So rice is not from the Mini Dogon, so it's Ha'adoma. Freg di Gemara, I bo Hatanya. They finally quote this Tosefta. This Gemara is going to work on. Hakosef says achito. A person eats raw kernel of wheat. Mevorach aleh bar pri hadama. It's not abnormal. If you eat raw potatoes, you say shakom. But if you eat, because that's abnormal. So whenever you eat in an unusual fashion, shluk derech achalos and shakom. But here it's normal. But it doesn't have the chashivas of bar minim zaynus. It's not such a big deal. It's not hamoitzi. It's not going to be bar minyan. It'll be bar piyadon. What if tchana vafor? What if he ground it up and he made flour? Then he baked it into bread. And after baking it into bread, then ubishlo. Then he cooks it. So is the bishul mevato the din lechem? So you no longer say hamoitzi? Or is the bishul not mevato the din lechem? That's what it sounds like, the topic that's being discussed. We'll have to learn some more. We'll have to learn more Gemara to see on Omid Beis. It's going to be a long, complicated story. Is that what it means? But the simple pshat is that that's the topic. Tchona, he ground up the chita, he made flour. Before he made bread out of it, so that one time it was hamoitzi, then a bishlon, and he cooks the bread. So what's the din? So usually you have a din. Places some Sachem points out. Usually we have a din in Hilchas Shabbos. The name Bishol Achad Bishol. Ein Afi Achar Afi. On Shabbos, let's say I have food that was cooked already. And then I take it out of the refrigerator and I warm it up. I have kugel, I have chicken, I have vegetables. And I reheat it again. So in the Torah you say Ein Bishol Achad Bishol. Well, let's say I bake bread and the bread is in the freezer. I take it out of the freezer on Shabbos, I put it into the oven and I reheat it. It was roi l'achila before I reheated it. So I warmed it up. I said, ein afiyah achar afiyah. What if I'm going to do bishol achar afiyah? I took bread, which was baked. It's edible the way it is, delicious. And then I have a pot of soup on the fire from Erev Shabbos. And I cut up the bread and I put it in the soup and I cook it. So that's a taisvus in Pesachim. The taisvus points out, adat mem alev. The taisvus quotes Rav Lezer Nimitz. That would appear from the Gemara. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The yesh bishol achar afiyah. Yesh afiyah achar bishol, yesh bishol achar afiyah. The rule that ain't bishol achar bishol is only if you repeat the same form of bishol. But if you do a different form of bishol, then I say yesh bishol achar afiyah, yesh afiyah achar bishol. Yeah. So let's say I have a pas. How does it say? A kosis achito is bar pi adam. A tchona, I ground it up and I made flour. A four, what do you mean? I take a sack of flour and I bake it. It's not going to work. It means b'chule. There's something missing here. Tchona, and he did lisha. Tchona, and he mixed in lisha and he made a shape. Shine. And then he bakes it and it became hamoitzi. Then he goes and he cooks it. Ubishlo. Chana afor v'chule, chana v'chule, v'afor and it became hamoitzi. Then ubishlo. So we say yesh bishal achar afiyah. So not only yesh bishal achar afiyah. The Gemara there says if yesh bishal achar afiyah, then the bishal is mevatel afiyah. Whatever came second, I say this Michael is now mevushal. It's no longer considered an offering. Well, let's say yesh bishal achar tzliyah. Let's add a korban pesach. The korban pesach has to be eaten. Kiyim tzliyesh. It has to be solo. It has to be broiled. So let's say I took the korban pesach and I broiled it. And then not everybody can eat the steaks that are broiled. So let's say for the older people whose teeth don't work so well, so we're going to cut up the broiled korban pesach. We're going to cook it in soup to make it very, very soft till it's going to fall apart. And they'll eat a kazayis of the flesh. Ada yaitze. If you have a korban pesach, that was tzoloi v'acha kach bishloi. Or bishloi v'acha kach tzoloi. What would you say? So one Tana says they're no good. One Tana says they're on Daphne Malach himself. No good either direction. Tzoloi v'acha kach bishloi, bishloi v'acha kach tzoloi. But it says ki im tzliyesh. Has to be only tzliyesh. If it's tzli with mevushal at the same time, so it's not acceptable no matter which one came first. And then there's room to argue, the Gemara says Shailan Tanoim. Room to say whatever came second wins. If it's Tzolavach Kach Bishla, I say Yesh Bishalach Hatzliyah, and I label this flesh as Mavushal. And if you have Bishla Vachakach Tzoloi, I say Yesh Tzliyach Bishal, and now it's labeled, I say Yesh Tzliyach Bishal, and the flesh is considered Tzli. If it's Tzli, so it's no longer called Mavushal. So that's a Shailah over here. If I had bread, in order to be considered bread, do you need afiyah? Is there a halacha that in order to be considered bread, do you need afiyah? So that's another Gemara in Pesach that Tosfos is going to quote later. Here, the top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The top Tosfos, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, quotes Pesach and Daf Lamed Zayin. Pligi Rabbi Yechon Veshlokesh B'maisa Ilfas. So the Gemara says there in Pesachim, the Gemara pulls out a pasuk from the Teichecha that says, "Va'afu esa nashim lach mechem etana recha." It's a curse. "Afu esa nashim lach mechem etana recha." They won't have any food to bake. So 10 women will be baking at the same time. Each one will have a mashu or bread. So the Gemara learns out from that pasuk that in order to be called lechem, "Afu esa nashim lach mechem etana recha," you need afiyah v'tana. In order to be considered lechem, you need afiyah. So the Shad is here, I had tchona b'afor. This is Bryce on Laman Zainam Alpha. I had tchona b'afor. I took the chitim and I made it into flour. I ground it up and made it into flour. Then I mixed in water and I did a lisha. And then I baked it and I make it into bread. Then a bishlo. Then I cook it afterwards. So if you assume number one, yesh bishal achar afiyah, that's the taisus in Pesachim Dachim and Malof and Shulchan Aruch Mechel Shabbos. Yesh bishal achar afiyah. And then when you have a bishul after afiyah, so I say this food is now mavushal. It's no longer called afui. The bishul is mavatl afiyah. So the bishul is mavatl afiyah. Can't be called lechem anymore. So it should not be able to be hamoitzi. You only say hamoitzi lechem in Eretz if it's lechem. It's only lechem if it had afiyah. That's the pasuk in the Teichecha. V'afu eshem lach mechem v'tan erechot. So that's the That's the simple reading of the issue. That's the problem that the price is, that the Tosefta is dealing with. Chana v'afo u'bishlo, ashivili say yesh bishol achar afiyah, and the bishol is mevatle afiyah. The bishol mevatle afiyah doesn't have a shem lechem. Doesn't have a shem lechem. It can't be amoytze lechem. So all of a sudden the price says it depends. What does it depend? We just explained what the din is. Yesh bishol achar afiyah. So mevatle afiyah, no shem lechem. The pasuk. So the Brisa says it depends. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. The Zman Shapru says, Kayomais, Bechidim Baruch Alea Moitzi, Lusayim Baruch Alea Bechas Hamozen. The main Shapru says, Kayomais, Bechidim Baruch Alea, Borim Min Yizern, Lusayim Baruch Alea, Ala Michya. So it says it depends. What exactly, why should it depend? We just explained that Yesh Bishal Acher Afiyah, and Afiyah, the Bishal is Mabatul Afiyah, no Afiyah, there's no Shem Lachet. So what's wrong with the logic? What's wrong with the way we worked it out? So we got to figure out. And then the Brisa says that the din is that it depends whether prusis kayamas, or reina prusis kayamas. How do you translate that? Well, what do the words mean? Prusis kayamas, reina prusis kayamas. So Taisvis, Taisvis on the top of Lamed Zayin on the days. The top taisen says, Yeshlaima, the top taisen, the time it says, Prusa Kayamas. Yeshlaima, the Rav Yosef before Eshla, Prusa Kayamas, Hanan, because Zeis. The Gemara Lamed Beis has a machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes about a certain topic. So there's a machlokes, Rashi and Taisus, what is the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes? So Taisus, the top taisen is talking within Rashi. The last four lines in Taisus say, they say, the top taisen is Chavitza. So the last four lines I say, Lekach Nira Loimar, not like Rashi. They don't agree with Rashi. But the first, the three quarters of the Taisvis, the first part of the Taisvis, they're going Pirish Rashi. So they say, according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, it's a machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, both there. And the Maskana is like Rav Sheshes against Rav Yosef. Machlokes Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, how do you translate the words in this Tosefta? Anamad Aleph. Dizman Shaprusis Kayamas. So Rav Yosef translates Dizman Shaprusis Kayamas that you have a chunk that's the volume of a Kazayas. If you have Prusis Kayamas Kazayas, then it retains the Bracha of Hamayis. If the Prusis are not Kayamas Kazayas, then it does not retain the Bracha of Hamayis. That's Rav Yosef. And Lamaskana, we don't accept Rav Yosef's Pshat. We pass them like Rav Sheshes. These 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin on the base. He doesn't agree with the translation of Rav Yosef in the Tosefta on Amud Aleph. Does Man Shaprusis Kayamas mean, does it have a Turisa de Nahama? Does it have a Toya Lechem? It can have a Toya Lechem even if it's less than a Kazayis. It's irrelevant. The Pashup Shat, the Koin to Rav Sheshes, it's irrelevant whether Prusis Kayamas. Whether this bread that you cooked, it says tchana v'afor, you made it into bread, then a bishla, then you cooked it. So according to Rashi, it's irrelevant how big the chunks are. What's crucial is that they retain the tzuras hapas, but that they not. So bizman shapruses kayamis, if it looks like bread, then it retains the bracha v'amoytzi. If it lost its turisa and ahama somehow, then it loses the bracha v'amoytzi. So that we got to figure out. Why didn't the prices say what we said? Isn't what we said more correct? The yesh, based on all the Gemaras. We know Hilchos Shabbos, and everybody knows. Yesh bishal achar afiyah. And once you did a bishal after afiyah, said the bishal is mevatel afiyah. That's the Gemara there. Let's say someone can't chew matzah. So you're going to give them matzah mel. All chewed up already. Matzah mel. So that's acceptable. You see, I'm right on the matzah mel. You say, Alachilas matzah, eat the matzah mel. That's fine. Someone also say, you need lechem mishnah. How do you deal with the lechem mishnah? I don't know. Okay. But they won't have a lechem mishnah. But matzah mel is fine. What if you soak the matzah mel in water? Kibrox. So the chassidim wouldn't do it. But the person has no choice. They don't have any teeth. They can't chew the matzah. They soak it in water, it's not a problem. What if you cook it? Oh, if you cook it, then it's a machlokes hatanaim. Whether you eat the matzah mubushelis, Machlekes are Meir Rabbi Yosi, and Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph and so on. What's the Machlekes? So Tosis explains the famous Pshat. Yesh Bishol Achar Afiyah. The Bishol is Mevatel Afiyah. So it's not called Lechem, because it's only called Lechem. Vay Bachol from the Lechem Haaretz. It's only called Lechem. Ofu Esed Nashim Lach Machem Metan Rechem. It needs an Afiyah. So since you say Yesh Bishol Achar Afiyah, so this matzah lost its status of Afiyah. It's considered matzah mevushal. It's matzah mevushal. It's not called lechem. So that's the shaila. How come the Tosefta doesn't say that? How come the Tosefta says it was once hamoitzi and then bishlo? They still say hamoitzi or not? So the answer should have been no. You don't say hamoitzi. So it doesn't say that. It says it depends. As man shaprusis kayomis, arein aprusis kayomis. That's a machlekes according to Rashi. That's a machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes. What the words mean? What does it depend on? Rav Yosef says it depends whether Prus is Kayamas Kazayas, or it depends.
What exactly does it mean?
It means, let's say I took sliced bread and I made French toast. So I cooked it. I took bread and then I soaked it in egg and then I cooked it on the fire. I did tigun, a bishul. So if each slice of bread has a kazayis, if each slice of, let's say, matzah brine, so the matzah originally had a big kazayis, then you break it up. So if you break it up into tiny particles, each particle is less than a kazayis, that's ena plusis kayom. But if when I cooked it, each piece of matzah, each piece of bread had a kazayis, so then Rabbi Yosef would say that that's what it means in the brayse. If it's mancha plusis kayom is kazayis, then it retains the brach of hamoiz. And if the plusis at the time that I cooked it didn't have kazayis, then he loses the brach. That's Rav
Yosef.
So that's what we don't understand. The Bishul should have done it. The Bishul, Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, the Bishul is Mevatel Afiyah, no Afiyah, no Lechem. So what is it saying that Tosefta is not like us?
Maybe that's a shiur in the Bishul. When is Bishul Mevatel Afiyah?
Only
to say,
hey,
Prus is
Kayomis.
But if Prus is
Kayomis,
the Bishul is not.
Yeah, that's what it says. Shabbos, why? But in Hilchah Shabbos and other areas, we would say, let's say you would be Yotzei Matzah. If Matzah Mubushelis, we pass in you're not Yotzei, because Yesh Bishal Achar Afiyah, and the Bishal is Mavatul Afiyah.
According to this man, the only human who loses Kakabas,
you would not be Yotzei. You would not. We assume that. So we assume there's a special din in Hamaitzah. We assume somehow this Tosept is only in Brachas, only in Benigeta Hamaitzah, for some reason or another. And how do you translate the words Prusas Kayamas? So Taisus on the top of Omid Beis Chavitza says that according to Rashi, the Machlekes on Omid Beis, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, and we pass like Rav Sheshes, 10 lines from the bottom of the daf, Hay Chavitza, etc., is how do you translate the words in the Tosefta? Rav Yosef says Prusas Kayamas Kazayas. At the time that you cooked the Bishla, did the chunks of the matzah bread, did the chunks of the French toast, did they have a Kazayas or not? And Rav Sheshes says, no, that's irrelevant. Prusas Kayamas means, did it preserve its tzuras hapas? Does it still have the same color as bread? Or did it change, did the whole color of the bread go out into the liquid? Okay, we got a...
What does tzuras hapas mean?
What does
it mean? It means the tzuras hapas.
The color of the tzuras hapas, yeah.
That's what it means, color?
Yeah, that's what Taisa says on the base. Turisa Nanama. The Taisus on Laman Zainam and Beis, Omar Rovah, Dimas Omar Rovah. So the second half of that Taisus is really Teresa the Nama is a separate Taisus. They didn't put it in big letters, but it's really a separate Taisus. So Teresa the Nama, he quoted the Rabbi and David Mimetz, that Teresa the Nama, Tzuris HaPas means the color. The color, what's an afkamina the color? It's only for Hamaitzi purposes. The color is irrelevant for Matzah. And for Chi of Chala, the color is irrelevant. The color is relevant for Hamaitzi versus Bar Minimizakis. So this we'll have to figure out what's going on here. Okay. So we'll leave off in the middle of the Kasha. Gemara is going to prove that it's not only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who says that it's Bar Minimizakis. It's going to be a long story. It's going to take till the top of Amud Beis till they prove the point. Okay, we'll have to continue tomorrow.